ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Tumah Daf Yud. We'll begin with the Gemara's Shaila Boi Rami Bar Chama, Makdish Moisef Chaimish, and Miskaper Moisef Chaimish. Rami Bar Chama had a Shaila. We know that the din is that when one is Makdish something, whether it's Hegdish of Bedek Abayis or Hegdish of Kedushas Haguf, if he wants to be paid there afterwards, the din is that he has to be Moisef Chaimish. However, only the Baalim has that din to be Moisef Chaimish. If someone else is being paid there, he does not have that din. Rami Bar Chama's suffix was, what is it when one is Makdish a carbon for someone else to be miskaper with that carbon, then eventually the carbon gets a mum, and his din is to be nifter. The question is, who has the din of the Baalim? The guy with the din of the Moisef Chaimish, is the Makdish considered the Baalim? So if he's the one who's paid to this behemoth, he's the one who's going to have to be Moisef Chaimish, or is the miskaper considered the Baalim? And only if he's the one to do the pidyon, that's when there'll be a din to be Moisef Chaimish. Kipshutai, the Gemara's shaila is, it's either one or the other, it's definitely not both. The question who's considered the Iker Baalim, is the Makdish the Iker Baalim or the miskaper? This is Mashmais of Rashi here, and Dima Maschel Makdish Moisef Chaimish. Rashi's lashon is, Makdish havi Baalim aver miskaper ka'acher domi, ve'ina Moisef, when miskaper havi Baalim didei, and Kipshutai what Rashi means to say, then it will only be the miskaper and not the Makdish. So Rava is pleasured this shayla. Rava says, Omar Kro, v'im ha-makdish gigal es beisoy, makdish v'loy miskaper. Rava was pleasured that the one who's considered the Baalim, l'gavi l'chemesh, that's the makdish and not the miskaper. As Briskov asks Akash over here, he says, what was the half meaning of the Gemara to say that the one who's considered the Baalim, l'inin l'chemesh, that's the miskaper and not the makdish? Since we know that the din chemesh applies, not only by Kedusha Saguf, also by Kotcher Bede Kabayis, when one is makdish something because shabedek habayis, all there is a makdish. There is no miskaper. Once he gives over an item to hegdish with the kedusha of bedek habayis, it no longer has a shame of the Baalim at all. The only connection the Baalim has to this item is the fact that he was once the makdish. Right now, there is no longer any connection. And since the Torah said that there is a din to be moisef chaimish at the time of pidyon by kotcher bedek habayis as well, akarch the din chaimish is tolling in the makdish. And even more than that, the Briskrov says akarch it's not tolling in the din baalus bechlal. It's not the pshat that the Torah gave a din to be Moisef Chaimish to the Baalim, because here there is no Baalim Bechlal. After he's Makdish to Bedek Abayis, it doesn't have any connection at all. Akarach, the din of being Moisef Chaimish is a din on the Makdish, not a din on the Baalim. In other words, it's not totally having any connection right now to the Chaifetz, even though there is no Baalis at all, since he was the Makdish, which is an historical fact. He's the one who in the past gave the item its original Kedusha, and him the Torah said that if he's paid, then he has to be Moisef Chaimish. It has nothing to do with any Baalis. If so, the Briskov asks, where is the Gemara's Safik in the case where he's Makdish Kedusha Saguf for someone else's Kapara? Even if we all consider the Meskaper to be the Iker Baalim now, since the din of being Moisef Chaimish is not telling in Baalus, it's telling the one who is Makdish it, so where is the Safik over here by Kedusha Saguf? Because this Kashat Briskrov says, L'chor, you have to say, when Rami Bar Chama says, Oy Meskaper is a Tzmura, he doesn't mean to say that only the Meskaper and not the Makdish, rather the Safik was, perhaps the Meskaper also will have a din to be Moisef Chaimish. In other words, Briskrov is saying, perhaps the Torah gave a din to be Moisef Chaimish both on the Makdish and on the one who has the Baalus now. Rabbi Yochanan Gmor never had a stat to say that it's only the Miskaper and not the Makdish. On this Rav was Peshit, Ima Makdish Yigal has Beis, say Makdish for the Miskaper. What Rav was Peshit was that it's totally only in the Makdish and not the Miskaper, meaning according to the Briskov, it's not totally in the Baalus, it's totally in the one who gave it its original Kedusha. However, the Briskov asks Akasha on this and he says, if the Mais is totally only in the Makdish and not the Baalim, what is the pshat in the din which we find that if a person is makdish something and then afterwards he dies, din is that the Yerush also, if he's paid it, he also has a din to be Moisef Chaimish. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Zayin Hilchos Erichin Halacha Beis Kol HaPoida Kadosh of Moisef Chaimish Ve'echon HaMakdish Atzmai Oy Ishtai Oy HaYerush Moisef Chaimish. The Rambam is mavur that the Yerush or the wife of the one who was makdish also have a din to be Moisef Chaimish. And the Biskrav asks, Bishma, if the din of Chaimish is Tolling and Baalus, we understand why Yerush also have a din to be Moisef Chaimish. If, however, it's not Tolly in Baalus, it's just Tolly who was the Makdish, so what would be the pshat? Why would a Yerush be Moisef Chaimish? He says, Akarach, you have to say, it's not the pshat because the Yerushin is the din Baalus in this Chaifetz. As we said, even when one is Makdish by the Kabayis, he doesn't have any connection to the Chaifetz anymore. Still, the din is that his Yerush is Moisef Chaimish, even though the Yerush does not inherit any connection or any rights in this Chaifetz, once it was hooked ashur by the Kabayis. So Akarach Biskov says, the pshat is that the Yerush is Moisef Chaimish because of the klal, brokara da'avuha. When a person dies, his Yerush takes his place. As far as certain dinim are concerned, we consider the Yerush to be an extension of the Moirish. Here as well, the Yerush is Moisef Chaimish, not because he has any Baalus, rather because we look at him as if he was the Makdish himself. That's the same as Ishtei, the Brisk Rav explains. Ishtei also is Moisef Chemish because Ishtei Kegufay, it's not because of any bailus that she has. Yerush is a similar din, it's as if he's the Makdish himself. Now this Malchut seems to be difficult to say B'das Rashi on two accounts. Firstly, as we pointed out, Rashi, when he explained the Suffolk of the Gemara, Rashi is not mashma that the Makdish definitely is Moisef Chemish, and the Suffolk is only about the Miskaper, as the Brisk Rav suggests. As Rashi is mashma, the Suffolk is it only the Makdish or only the Miskaper? And furthermore, Rashi explains the Suffolk of the Gemara, he explains, and this is his Lashon, Man Havu Bailam Bidei, who is considered the Bailam as far as this din, the Parklei Loisef Chaimish. This is Mashab, that the Suffolk is, who is considered the Bailam Lagavi being Moisef Chaimish. According to the Brisk Rav, the way he explained, the Awish the Makdish is Moisef Chaimish has nothing to do with his Bailus. Rashi's Mashab, that the Suffolk of the Gemara is, who's the primary Bailim to get this din that he should be Moisef Chaimish. L'chir Akarchu, what we have to say with Das Rashi, and the Brisk Rav himself does raise such a possible Mahalach as well. Although when it comes to Kotcher Berik Abayis, Akarchach, the din of Chemish is dependent on the Makdish, and not dependent on the Bailim. That's because by Kotcher Berik Abayis, there only is a Makdish, there is no Bailim. As we explained, once he's Makdish, the Chayfetz to Berik Abayis, he no longer has any connection to it. However, when it comes to Kedusha Saguf, like being Makdish a Korbin, there where there is still a Shein Bailis after the Akdosha, there the Gemara holds that the din of Chemish should be totally in the Bailis, and that's the Suffolk, who should we consider the Iker Bailim, the Makdish or the Miskaper. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings another suffix from Rabbi Bar Chomo, Magdish Oise Tzmura Oy Miskaper Oise Tzmura. So the incident is that only a Bailam could be Mamer, or the Bailam could give someone else Rishus also to be Mamer, but the suffix is, who is considered the Bailam Lagabi Tzmura, is it the Magdish or is it the Miskaper? Now I've just mentioned here again, we spoke about this on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Tosfos over there on Dibur Maschil Shein Zochin Bechayein, he asks Akasha from the Mishnah over there on Zayin Amud Beis, Mishnah over there says the reason why Kahanim cannot be Meimer by a Chatos and an Oshom is because they were not Zeichen Mechayim. And Taisa asks, L'char, even if they were Zeichen Mechayim, still how could they be Meimer, since Agamor says, Miskaper Oise Tzmura. And that Taisa answers, and this is the Lashon of Taisa's over there, V'yesh Leimar, D'rotz Leimar Av Boser Miskaper, B'lav La'afuki Bailim Osi. It seems like what Taisa is saying is, when Agamor says that the Miskaper is Oise Tzmura, it's not coming La'afuki the Bailim. Rather, it means even the Miskaper could be Oise Tzmura, but the Bailam can as well. Now, first glance, it seems that what Tosis is over there is saying is that when Agamor says, Boser Miskaper is Lina, it's not coming Lafuke the Magdish. It seems that what Tosis over there calls the Bailam that's the same as the Magdish, that's the Mashmois of Tosis in his Kasha, because in his Kasha he asked, if we hold the Boser Miskaper is Lina, then it's difficult, how could the Kohen be Meimer, even if he was Zeicha Michaim in the Chatas V'Osham? Tosis is Mashmois that if you go like the other side of Agamor's Shiloh, that Makdish Oise Tzmura, then we would understand that a Kohen could be Meimer B'chatas V'Osham. Since he was Zeich HaMichayim, he's the Bailim, that's the same as the Makdish. Tosfos Alkash is on the side of the Basra Miskaper Azlinon. In other words, the Makdish is really the Bailim, although he's Makdish the Korban on behalf of someone else's Kapara, he still owns the Guf of the Behema. Kipshute, for that reason, he would get the Basra and the Behema as well, like Kotcher Kalim, which is eaten by the Bailim. That's what Tosfos means to say, that although in Agamar, the Gemara says Basra Miskaper Azlinon, who Adin the Makdish could be Meimer as well, and therefore if a Kohen was Zeich in Chatas V'Osham Mechaim, he would be considered the Bailam and he would be able to be Meimer just as the Makdish. However, many Achoinim ask over there on Tosfos, the Oyla Shleim, the Sfasemes, the Brisk Rav, the Karnaim in the back of the Gemara, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, many others as well, ask you, is Mughal not like this? It's Mughal from Rav over here, because Rav brings a Raya, he says, Imkein Matsinu Tzibra V'Shutfin Oysen Tmura, Kigan Deshavu Shliach Lagdushay. Rav proved that it can't be that the Makdish is Oise Tzmura, it has to be the Miskaper, because otherwise it would be possible for a Korban Tzibur or a Korban Shutfin to have Tzmura, in the case where one person was Makdish on behalf of the Tzibur or the Shutfin. Here Rav proves that Akarach it's not the Makdish, it's the Miskaper, and we see clearly in Rav that when we say Miskaper Oise Tzmura, it doesn't mean Af Miskaper, it means only Miskaper and not the Makdish. Because if it mean Af Miskaper, V'hu Adin the Makdish, then Rav's Kasha would remain difficult, Imkein Matsinu Tzibur V'Shutfin Oise Tzmura. You still have a case where a carbon tzibur or a carbon shutfim can have tmura, where one person was a shliach to be makdish the carbon on behalf of them, and the makdish himself could still be meimer, so the question will remain difficult. It's mukhach that dafka the miskaper is eise tmura, and not the makdish. If so, what does eise mean to say on daf zayin amud beis? So we mentioned already then from the Avi Yezri, Rav Shach explains that what eise means to say is, if a kohen was zeicha mechaim in the chatas v'osham, then he would be able to be meimer, because we have a din of bailim, he'd be considered a bailim in the basar already mechaim. Although the din is that a Makdish could never be Meimer, and Rav Shach explains, even if he's the one who gets the Basar, He discusses over there, what is the din by Magdish and Miskaper? Who's the one who eats the basar? By Kotche Kalam, and he proves that it's the Magdish. It's still Rabshach says, even though he has the schus to eat the basar, but since his schus is not dependent on the din he had korban, it's because he was a Bayam all along, he owned this animal before he was Magdish, that's the reason why he gets the basar of the korban. That din Bailos, which stems from his ownership in the behemoth before it became a korban, that would not be enough to give him the ability to be Meimir. Ashenkin, the kain who eats from Chatas and Osham, his schus to eat the basar is midini ha-korban, it's mishulchan gavoya kazochu. Therefore, if he will be zeich already mechaim, that will be considered a bailos in the basar, and he'll be able to be meimer. So l'maisa, even Taisus is masking when Ergmar says meskaper isetmura means dafka meskaper and not the magdish. What Taisus means to say over there in daf zayin amud beis is if a kain theoretically would have been zeich in the basar of a chatas mechaim, then right he would have been able to be meimer midin bailim. When Ergmar says meskaper isetmura, that will not exclude the bailim from being meimer in the case where he is zeich in the basar mechaim midine hakarbin. And what exactly is the taina of Rava? Him came matzino tibur v'shut from oisat mura. Kigan deshavu shliach lagdushay. Rava comes with the taina and he says, if the makdish could be meimir, then in the case where one person was makdish a carbon on behalf of tibur or shutzpin, the makdish would be able to be meimir. At first he takes off in a dibur maschal omer Rava. He says, what about if you like the other side that meskaper oisat mura? Why does the Gemara not ask an opposite question? That him came matzino tibur v'shut from oisat mura in a case where either Tibur or Shutfim were Magdish or Karbin on behalf of one person to be Miskaper. In that case, the Miskaper was a Yachid could be Yisit Tmura, even though it was a Karbin which was Hukdash Aide Tibur or Shutfim. So this Taisa says is not a Kasha, because this was not considered a Karbin Tibur, this would be called a Karbin Yachid. The Chayr, what Taisa means to say is, when we say the Klal that Tibur v'Shutfim cannot have Tmura, it doesn't mean to say Tibur v'Shutfim that were Magdish or Karbin, rather surely when it says Tibur v'Shutfim Eina Yisit Tmura, which is in the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Gimel, that surely is referring to a carbon tibur or a carbon shutfin. Carbon tibur and carbon shutfin is defined by a carbon which is omer for the kapara of tibur v'shutfin. The Mishnah is telling us that this type of carbon, a carbon tibur or a carbon shutfin, cannot have tmura, and that's Rava's kasha. If you hold that the magdish is aisa tmura, then in the case where Yochid was magdish on behalf of the tibur or shutfin, he should be able to be meimer. Rashi in Dibur Masel M. Kain is also mavur like this. Rashi quotes the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Gimel. It seems that Rashi understands that from that Mishnah it's muchach that when we say Tzibur v'shutfim ain't eisen tmura, it's referring to the miskaper, that if the Tzibur v'shutfim are the miskaper, then the carbon does not have tmura. Akarach, we have to say this, that the Gemara knew this, this was a given, that the din of ain't Tzibur v'shutfim eisen tmura is dependent on the miskaper, because otherwise what's the Gemara's kasha, im kein matzinu Tzibur v'shutfim eisen tmura, maybe ain't echinami if a yachid is makdash it, although the carbon is for Tzibur v'shutfim, the din is that one can be meimer. Akarach, we knew that that's not true. Rashi's mashmat the Mishnah in Daf Yud Gimel has such a mashmois. The Maaseh L'Biskrav has difficulty with this. He's bothered the Mishnah over there in Daf Yud Gimel. It doesn't seem to be muchach that is tully in the Miskaper. The Lashon of the Mishnah over there is Hatzibur v'ashutfin ein oisin tmura. Where do we see in that Mishnah that is tully in the Miskaper? Ibn Echanami at this point in the Gemara, if there was a tzad that Magdish oisin tmura, so then Tzibur v'ashutfin ein oisin tmura in that Mishnah would mean that if they were the Magdish, and the Magdish is the one who has the ability to be Meimir, since here the Magdash was not a Yachid, rather was Tibur v'Shutfin, therefore ain't Eisen Tmura. But ain't Echanami, if a Yachid was Magdash on behalf of the Tibur v'Shutfin, then it would be Eisen Tmura. Where do we see in that Mishnah otherwise? So the Biskrov says that Lulei Divei Rashi, we could say that the Gemara is coming Mikach the Mishnah and Daf Tazvov. There the Mishnah is Muchach, that it's not possible to have a Tmura from a carbon Tibur. There the Mishnah is talking about the Dinam of Chatois HaMeisais, whether the Dinam of Chatois HaMeisais apply to a carbon Tibur or only to a carbon Yachid. And Reb Shimon over there in the Mishnah says that as far as Tmura's Chatzas, that surely can only be by a Yachid, not by a Tzibur, because it's impossible to have a Tmura of a carbon Tzibur. There clearly we're talking about whether a carbon which is Hukdash on behalf of the Kapara of Tzibur can have a Tmura. Mishnah is avur that it's not possible, so the Biskov suggests maybe our Gemara is coming Mekerach that Mishnah. The Gemara knew that it can't be that if a Yachid was Makdash a carbon on behalf of Tzibur v'Shutvim, then it would have Tmura. As Biskov, however, still asks Akasha, and that is, if we see from the Mishnah later on that the din that a carbon tibur v'shutfin do not have tmura is tully in the miskaper, our karchad pshat is that a carbon tibur or a carbon shutfim is a different type of carbon, it's in a different category, and that category of carbon was not said the parsha of tmura. And the category of the carbon is defined by who the carbon is going to be mechaber for, just like a carbon akum is a carbon which is being miskaper for a guy, has its own set of dinim, it's not a carbon which a guy was makdish, it's a carbon which is going to be mechaber for the guy. So to over here, when we talk about a carbon tzibur or a carbon shutfim, which means the carbon will be mechaper for tzibur or shutfim, it has its own set of dinim, and its din is that it doesn't have the parsha of tmura. Akach, that's how the Gemara understood the Pshat in the Mishnah. If so, what is the Gemara bothered by? Enichanami, maybe really the Makdish is Eisei Tzmura. But this type of carbon, a carbon siwar, a carbon shutfin, which was never given the parish of Tzmura, and surely here as well the Makdish cannot be Eisei Tzmura, what difference does it make if the Makdish was a Yachid, and Makdish Eisei Tzmura as opposed to Meskaper Eisei Tzmura? Lamaisa, this is still a type of carbon which does not have Dinei Tzmura. So the Biskov explains, how Lamaisa do we know that a carbon siwar and carbon shutfin do not have Tzmura? Rashov Yan Dibur Maschel Im Kain quotes the Gemara later on in the Afid Gimel. The Gemara says we learn from Meiser. The Torah repeated the Isser of Tmura by Meiser Behima. After there's already a general law for all Karbonis, Leachli Fenev Lo Yomer Oisei, there's an additional Pasuk, Leivakar Bein Toiv L'Rav Lo Yimirenu, which is written by Meiser. From there we learn that just like Meiser is a Karbon Yochid, there is no such a thing as a Meiser Behima which belongs to the Tzibor, or belongs to Shudfim, Shudfim are Padre for Meiser Behima. So to other Karbonis as well, the parasha of Tmura is only by Karbon Yochid, not by Tzibor or Shudfim. And Lemaisa, what we're learning from this Limud is, that if the Meskaper is Tzibor or Shutfim, there is no Tmura. That's a Din Lamaisa. However, it didn't have to be this way, the Briskrov says. It wasn't Muchach. This will be dependent on who is considered the Bailam Le'inyan Tmura. Before Agamar was Peshed the Shail, the Bosser Meskaper as Linon, and the one had it said the Le'inyan Tmura Bosser Makdish as Linon, so then the Limud for Meiser, the Briskrov explains, would be different. The Limud would not say that a Karbin who the Meskaper is Tzibor or Shutfim does not have Tmura, and whoever is considered the Bailam Le'inyan Tmura, that would be nismite that if that Bailam is not a Yochid, rather a Tzibor or Shutfim, they would not have the parasha of Tmura. So if Basar Makdish has Linon, and the Makdish is the one who's Meimir, so then a Karbin who the Makdish was Tzibor or Shutfim, they would not have the parasha of Tmura. Hashenkein, a Karbin where the Makdish was a Yochid would have the parasha of Tmura, even if the Miskaper was Tzibor or Shutfim. So the Limud from Meiser would be dependent on who is considered the Bailam Le'inyan Tmura. And therefore, that's what the Gemara means to say over here. If the Bailam Le'inyan Tmura was the Makdish, then we would have a case where there's a carbon tzibur or a carbon shutfin which could have tmura if the makdish was a yochid, meaning because then ready the limud from meiser would have a different gather. The limud would be that if the makdish is a tzibur or shutfin, then it doesn't have tmura. But if the makdish is a yochid, then even if it's tzibur for tzibur or shutfin, it should have tmura. As we explained before, the Gemara held that from the Mishnah it's mashma that if the tzibur or shutfin are the meskaper, there is no tmura. Either from the Mishnah and Dafir Gimel as Rashi is mavur, or as the Briskov explains from the Mishnah and Daf Tesvav. Now there's another point which has to be clarified on this line of the Gemara, when Rava says, Imkein Ratzinu Tzibur V'Shutfin Oysen Tmura, Kigon Deshavu Shliach La'Gdushay, what exactly does Rava mean to say, Shavu Shliach La'Gdushay? Does he really mean the parasha of Shlichus, that the Tzibur or the Shutfin were actually Memana or Yochid as a Shliach to be Makdash a carbon on their behalf? Or is the word Shliach here Lavdafka? You don't actually need that the Tzibur or the Shutfim were Memana this Yochid as a Shliach to be Makdash the carbon for them. It's just another way of saying that one person, a Yochid, was a Makadash a carbon on behalf of Tzibur or Shutfim. Now, if Rava here means Shlichus Mamish, that the Tzibur or the Shutfim were Memana him as a Shliach to be Makdash the carbon, the Chari would be difficult. Once it's done b'Shlichus, it's as if the Tzibur or the Shutfim themselves did it. That's how Shlichus always works. The Mais is Mesachus to the Meshaleach. And what is Rava's Kasha exactly? This would be the same as if the Tzibur or the Shutfim were Makdash the carbon themselves, and then they themselves would be the ones to do the Tzmura, according to the Tzad of the Gemara now, that Makdash is a Tzmura. And furthermore, another point which has to be clarified is, what exactly is the case over here? This Yochid is being Makdash the carbon on behalf of Tzibur or Shutfim, whose animal is it? Is it talking about that it's the Yochid's Behema that he's being Makdash for them to be Miskaper with, or is it talking about that the Tzibur and the Shutfim are the ones who already own the Behema? These are the points that have to be clarified over here. So in the Sefer Machna Ephraim, in Hilchos Shluchim V'Shutfim Simen Zayin, he quotes Pashem and Marit. Marit in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Marit is Mechadish that one cannot appoint someone else B'Shlichus to be Makdash something on his behalf. He explains because of the Gemara's Klal and Gittin Dav Chav Tes, the Gemara over there says, Mili Loi Memser in the Shliach. The Gemara over there is talking about a case where a husband appointed Shluchim to write and give a get to his wife, and they weren't able to be Mekayim the Shlichus, and the Gemara over there says, they cannot give over the shlichus to someone else. They can't give it over to a different shliach to write the get and give it over because mili lememser in the shliach. Since they're not giving over a get, they're just giving over the words of the Baal who asked them to write the get and give it. That's not something which could be given over by shlichus. That's the suyo over there, but al kaponim, the Marit understands that because of that gemara, mili lememser in the shliach, one cannot appoint a shliach to be makdish something on his behalf, since what he's asking to do is just to do mili, just to say words. That's not something which could be given over by shlichus. The Machna Ephraim himself argues in the Marit, he says, that which we say, Mili Lememser in the Shliach, there it's talking about where the Shliach wants to give it over to a different Shliach. There it says, since it's only Mili, He didn't give a get to the shluchim. He just told the shluchim kisvu tnu. That's not something which could be given over from one set of shluchim to a second set of shluchim. However, for the meshaleich himself to be memaneh a shliach to say a dibur, that can be done. Just like we find that a person could be memaneh a shliach to be mafresh chuma for him, even though a fresh chuma is also only mili, or he could be memaneh a shliach to be made for a neder. These cases are not a problem, even though he's been memaneh the shliach to do something which is mili, that's not a problem. And the Machnafarim over there brings our Gemara and Tmura as a raya. The Gemara over here says that a person could be memaneh a shliach to be makdish something. That's the Gemara says, "Mkeim atzino tzibur v'shut from reis and tmura, going to shav l'shliach." We see clearly now that a person can be memaneh a shliach to be makdish something on his behalf. The Machnafarim then goes on to discuss bittul chametz. He quotes a random psachim which is mavur that a person cannot be memaneh a shliach to be mevatel his chametz, and he discusses over there why should he not be able to do so? Why should this not work with shlichus? But Hakapanim, as far as his raya from our Gemara, so in the parentheses over there, there's a magia on this Machne Ephraim, who says, L'cher, we can answer our Gemara and Tmura that it should not be Yikasha on the Marit. And we could say that when our Gemara says, the Shav Yishliach, what the Gemara means to say is not that he was Memana Shliach to be Makdash the Behem which is owned by Tzibur or Shutfim, rather they asked the Shliach to be Makdash his own Behem on their behalf. In that case, even Marit would be Maskim that it works. And L'cher, what the magia means to say is, in this case, for the Yachid is Makdash his own Behema, you don't have to come on to Shlichus. The Lashon of Shliach and Gemara would be Lavdafka, then you would not have a right, can I get the Marit from our Gemara? In other words, it seems from the Magia over there, that this child, whether it has to be really Shlichus or the Lashon Shliach is Lavdafka, would depend on whose Behema it was. If it was the Behema of the Shliach himself, then you wouldn't have to really come on to Shlichus. If, however, it was Behema which was owned by the Tzibur or the Shutfim, then you would have to come on to the Parsha of Shlichus. Someone else cannot be Makdish my Behema. If it's not his, it would only be able to be done through the Parsha of Shlichus. Then ready would be Akasha and the Marit. So the Machne Ephraim understood our Gemara is talking about the case where the Behemoth is owned by the Tzibur or the Shutfim, then Shliach and our Gemara would have to be Bedafka. He would have to come onto the Parsha of Shlichus because someone else cannot be Makdish my Behemoth. So he would have to come onto Amina Shlichus and then it would be right from our Gemara. Not like the Marit, you would see that one can be Mamana Shliach for Agdosha. If whatever the case is talking about, the Behemoth is owned by the Shliach, then ready wouldn't need the Parsha of Shlichus and the Lashon Shliach and our Gemara would be Lavdafka. And you would not have a right to negate the Marit. Now the problem which the Chari would remain difficult is, how did the Machne Ephraim understand that Gemara? He seems to be understanding that we're talking about the Behemoth was owned by the Tzibur or Shutfim, and they were Mamana Shliach to be Makdish on their behalf. And the Kasha is, if this is the case, then what does the Gemara mean to say that on the side that Makdish Shliach is Tzmura, then we have a case where Tzmura could be done even with the carbon of Tzibur or Shutfim, this case where Yochid was Makdish, he would be able to be Mamer, if the Akdosh was done with the real Shlichus, it would be considered as if the Tzibur Shutfim themselves were really the ones to do the Hakdosha, and then they would be the ones to be Meimer, not the Shliach. So how do we understand the Taina of the Gemara according to the Machne Ephraim? So in truth, there are a number of Rechayim who make this point, Reb Chaim Meizer in the Tshuvas Achiezer, Chilik Beiz, Simen Mem Hei Ois Beiz, and the Tshuvas Dvar Avram, Chilik Alef, Simen Yudalit Ois Beiz. They both prove, because of this Taina, the case must be talking about that the Shliach was the one who owned this Behema, and the Hakdosha is not really being done by Shlichus. Therefore, according to the tzad that Makdash Shayis Tzmura, then the Shliach will be the one to be Meimer. Now, the Arsameach, however, in Perek Beis Hilchos Gerushin Halacha Tezvav, he says over there an important Yisoid in how to understand Shlichus, and he brings it right to this Yisoid based on this Kasha that we're asking now. He's discussing a Ram over there which is Mavur, that if one is Meman or Shliach to be Megarish's wife, and afterwards he's Nishtate, he loses his sanity, the Ram is Mavur that one should not give the get, since at the time the get is being given, he doesn't have Das. However, the Rambam is mashmir, it's only possible mid Rabbanon, not mid Raisa. Because the Mishnah over there discusses why it should not be possible mid Raisa. And our Samech explains, he brings from the Pri Chodosh, that as long as at the time he was Meman and the Shliach, he did have Das, and although at the time the get is given, he no longer has Das, the get is kosher mid Raisa. And our Samech explains, this will be talking to Chakira, to start how to understand how Shlichus works. One side our Samech says is, that the way Shlichus works is that the Maisa of the Shliach is Nisyachis, it's attributed to the Meshaleach, and it's as if the Meshaleach himself did the Maisa. The other side of our Sameach says is that Yad Shliach ki Yad HaMeshaleach, the Shliach is an extension of the Meshaleach, the same way the Meshaleach himself could do the Maisa and create the Chalois, so too he could send the Shliach, and the Shliach's Yad also has the ability to create the Chalois. Some Achrayim say over this Tzad using the Nusuch, the Shlichus is a Mesiris Koyach. The Meshaleach is giving over a koyach to the Shliach, the koyach that he had himself to make the chalois, he could give over to someone else as well. But according to this second tzad, It's not the pshat that the maisa is attributed back to the meshalech, and he's the one who's creating the chalois. Rather, it's the shliach who's the one who's creating the chalois. And this is totally the shailo, the Arsameach explains, and one is when man is shliach to megarish his wife, and then afterwards he's nishtate, can the shliach do the gerishin at a time when the meshalech does not have das? If the pshat and shliach says that the maisa is nisach is back to the meshalech, and it's really him who's doing the gerishin, that we would understand that it has to be that he has das. If he doesn't have das, he's not capable of doing gerishin, and the shlichus would not work midiraisa. If, however, you hold like the second side, that it's really the shlich who's creating the gerishin, he got a koyach from the mishaleach, so as long as he got the koyach at the time the mishaleach did have das, at the time of the minoy, the mishaleach was not yet a shaita, he only became a shaita later, then at the time the shlich did the gerishin, even though by then he was a shaita, since it's the shlich who's creating the chalois, the gerishin would work. And the Sumech says, from Arsugi and Tamura, it would be right like the second side, that the way shlichus works is, that it's really the shliach who's creating the chalois. Because our Gemara says, in a case where they were meshavi a shliach to be makdish a behema for them, the tzibur or shutfim, in that case the din should be that the makdish should be able to be meimer. This is the Gemara's kasha, im kein matzinu tzibur v'shutfim reisim tmuro, kagain the shavi a shliach. And the kasha that the Achreinim asked was, if the akdosh is really being done b'shlichus, so why does the Gemara assume that the shliach will be the one who could be meimer? According to the Gemara's tzad of makdish reisim tmuro, the chara, since it's really the tzibur v'shutfim who are doing it, they're doing it through their shliach, but they themselves should be considered the makdish. If so, they will be the ones who will be able to be meimer, and since they're tzibur v'shutfim, they cannot be meimer. So where's the Gemara's kash over here? And our Sameach understands this will be totally in the two tzadim that we just mentioned. According to the tzad, that the way shlichus works is, the maisa's nesachas back to the meshaleach, echnai, we would have a good kash over here. If the tzibur v'shutfim were memane shliach, and the maisa's nesachas back to them, we would consider them the makdish, and they will be the ones who should be able to be meimer, if not for the fact that Tzibur v'shutfim inois in Tamura. However, if you hold like the second side, the way Shlichus works is that a Kerech is given over to the Shliach, but he's the Maisa, the one who creates the Chalois. So in this case, our Sameach understands, the one who will be able to be Meimer afterwards is the Shliach and not the Meshaleach. They reman him a Shliach to be Makdish to Behemah on behalf of them. They gave him over this Kerech, but the Maisa, he will be considered the Makdish, therefore he will be the one to be Meimer. So this is the Rai of the our Sameach. To decide how Shlichus works, the Arsameach goes on, he has an Arichos over there, he brings many rayas to these two tzadim. The first raya that he brings is from Arsugi and Tamura, and as we mentioned before, this is obviously assuming, when the Gemara says the Shav Yishliach, I mean literally, it's really the parasha of Shlichus. As we said before, this would be totally whose behemah it is, as is Mavur from the Machna Ephraim and the Magia over there. If the behemah belonged to the Tzibur V'Shutfim, then you wouldn't need a real Mina Shlichus. If the behemah belonged to the Shliach, then the Lashon of the Gemara Shliach L'Cher is Lavdafka. It just means that he was makdish his behemah on behalf of their kapara, but you wouldn't need the parasha of shlichus, and then obviously the raya of the Sameach would not be a raya. And just one final point on this inyan, till now we're going with the assumption that if the shliach was makdish his own behemah, then you definitely would not need the parasha of shlichus. That was the mashmois of the magia on the machne Ephraim. The whole tzad to say that you need a real mina shlichus, that would only be in a case where the shliach was being makdish the behemah which belonged to the tzibur or shutfim. However, in the tshuvas minchas baruch and simin yud tes, he discusses this inyan, and he has a tzad to say that even if one is makdish his own behemah, he would only be able to be makdish on behalf of someone else's kapara if we use shlichus. He's discussing over there a shaila whether one could be makdish a behemah, a carbon on behalf of a katan, and he says if one is makdish a carbon for someone else's kapara, it's working through shlichus, so though when it's done for a gadol, with some you don't even have to have rishus from the mechaper because it's a schus for him. However, still to do it for a katan would be a problem, since katan doesn't have shlichus, and Tzchiyah is mitam shlichus. Tzchiyah works the same way shlichus works, just you don't need a minoy. So if a katan doesn't have shlichus and Tzchiyah mitam shlichus, the one will not be able to be zeicher for a katan. And if one is makdish a carbon for someone else's kapara, it has to work with shlichus or with Tzchiyah, then it would not work for a katan. And he explains what would be the tzad to say that even if he's being makdish his own behema, still would have to be done through shlichus. So first he says, because really the mechaper is the one who has a din on him to be makdish a behema for his chiyuv carbon. If someone else wants to do it on behalf of him, even if he's using his own behemah, still you'd have to come on to shlichus because really it's his din to be makdish, the carbon. And secondly, he says that in truth, when one is makdish the carbon for someone else's kapara, the miskaper is zeich in the behemah as a matana, meaning there's a transfer of bailus on the behemah, and therefore for that reason also you need zechiyah. He does have a tzad to say now like this, he says, since we know amirasa l'gvay ki misirasa lehedyet, when one is makdish something, he doesn't have to do a maisa kinyan. So perhaps here as well, when he's makdish a behemah on behalf of someone else for their chiyuv carbon, so the akdosha is chal without a maisa kinyan. So at the same time, also the bailus could be transferred without a maisa kinyan. When he's makdish for someone else's kapara, At the same time that the Hakdosha is Chal through his Amira, the Meskaber is also Zeichen at the same time, without any Maisekin, and therefore you not need a Schia. The Akamam has an Arichos over there, and this needing, do you have to come on to Schia or Shlichos, when one is Makdish his own Behemah on behalf of someone else's Kapara? I'll just mention one of the rays that he brings from earlier in the Mesechta, on Daf Beis and Mabez, the Gemara has the Shaila about a Goy being Meimir. And the Gemara at the bottom of Beis and Mabez explains the Shaila is, if a Goy was Makdish a Behemah for Yisrael to be Meskaper with, is there dintmur in such a carbon? But al-Kupanim, you see that there is such a concept of a guy being makdish his behemoth for Yisrael's kapara. L'char, if he would have to come onto schia or shlichus, it shouldn't work by a guy, because a guy does not have shlichus. So this is the right which he brings to the other side, that you do not have to come onto shlichus. L'mais, in the end of the simin, he brings Agamara. He says, perhaps one will bring a rai from Esugyo. Agamara, which says, him came matzinu tzibra v'shifanais in tumurik again, the shav yishliach la'kdushay. He says, Kaputa Agamara is talking about a case where the shliach is being makdish his own behemah, and still the Gemara says the way it would work is with shlichus. Maisi is deicha this right, he says the Gemara doesn't necessarily have to mean the parasha of shlichus. The Gemara could just mean that the shliach was makdish al das the tzibur or shudfin. He proved earlier from the Gemara Erchin Chof Aleph that Maisi you do need the das of the miskaper. If that's what it could mean here as well, not necessarily does the Gemara mean shlichus. But Akapam, we do see from the Minchas Baruch that there is a tzad to say, even if the case is the shliach is being makdish his own behemah, it's possible he still would have to come onto shlichus, which is not like we saw from the Magi and the Machne Ephraim. He assumed as a Dover Poshet that if the shlichus is using his own behemah, then anybody would work without shlichus. Now we begin the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the din: Eim imir lo yivorim beubrin, v'lo yubrin beivorim, v'lo yubrin beivorim b'shleimim, v'lo yishleimim behem. Because what the Mishnah is telling us is that tmur cannot be chal on an eiver or an uber of chulin, and additionally one cannot be meimer from an eiver or uber of hegdish. And Rabbi Yossi argues on one din, he holds one can be meimer onto an Eiver of Chulin. Now the Gemara here does not bring what is the Mekar that one cannot be meimer onto an Eiver or Uber of Chulin, or from an Eiver or Uber of Hegdish. Rashi and Amad Beis and Dibur Maschel Emuri Hudulay Meimer towards the bottom, he brings the Pasuk Behema Bibbehema, which is the Pasuk in the parish of Tmura, Imhomer Yomer Behema Bibbehema. Rashi says Uber Lav Behemahi. Then Rashi is talking about being meimer from an Uber of Hegdish. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Samach Tesa Mer Aleph, which is really the Makar of Rashi, there can prove that the Gemara is Mavur, that this is the Makar for both ways, both from being Meimer from an Uber and from being Meimer onto an Uber, since the Pasuk says Behema be Behema. And Rashi further on over here, on Yudam Rebeiz, Dibur Maschel Iyab Yehuda, he brings that Joshua of Behema be Behema once again, and then Rashi is talking about Eivorim, so this Joshua of Behema be Behema is also the Makar, that one cannot be Meimer from an Eiver of Hegdish or onto an Eiver of Chulin. However, Rashi over there brings another Joshua, and this again is in the Gemara in Chulin, and Daf Samach Tesla Mebeis, the Gemara says another Pshat in the Din of Ha Mishnah. This is because the Gemara over there had a tzad to say that an Uber b'me'imoy would be referred to as a Behema, so you would not be able to learn Ubrin from that which it says Behema b'Behema. So the Gemara suggests another Pshat, since we learned Tmura from Meiser, and as Rashi brings over here, this is really the Shita of Reb Shimon later on, in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, Reb Shimon over there is learning a different Din from this Hekish. This is where he learns that Tmur is only by a carbon yachid, not a carbon tibur. But Agapan Rashi says, again, this is based on the Gemara and Chulin, that another pshat in our Mishnah could be because we're makish Tmur to Meiser, like the Sheet of Reb Shimon over there. From this time, we'd also learn that one cannot be Meimer from an Uber or from an Eiver onto an Uber or Eiver. Just like Meiser Behema is always a Behema Shlema, which was born already, so too Tmur is only a Behema Shlema and not an Uber either. Now, just mention here an interesting Nakuda, which the Beis Halevi discusses. This is in Chela Gimel, Simen Chav Zayin. He's talking over there about the Shita of the Rambam who holds that although the Mishnah says in the Afir Gimel, Tzibur v'Shutfin do not have Tmura, the Rambam paskens that that means that the Tmura is Nachal if one is made mer from a carbon of Tzibur or Shutfin. However, it is still considered a Maisa Tmura and he will be Chayiv Malkus. Basically over there is Mayrach to discuss what is the Pshan, the Shita of the Rambam. And basically he suggests over there perhaps it's totally what is the Mekar that Tzibur v'Shutfin do not have Tmura. There's a machlekes in the Mishnah over there in Daf Yud Gimel, according to the Tanakama, we learn from that which it says the pasuk le'achlifen of le'yomarisei b'loshin yochid. From there we learn dafka yochid and that's tzibur v'shutfin. According to the Tanakama, l'chayr it's clear that the lav also does not apply to a carbon of tzibur v'shutfin, because the drasha of the Tanakama is from the pasuk which is talking about the lav. If Shimon over there learns from Meiser Behima, Rakapam Teich Dvar of the Beis Levi mentions as far as Eivorin and Ubrin, he says also l'chayr this will be totally what is the mekar. From which pasuk do we learn that one cannot be meimer from Eivorin or Ubrin or to Eivorin or Ubrin? He says, if you hold that the drasha is from the pasuk of Behema b'Behema, That pasuk is talking about the chalois. The lashon of that pasuk is v'imhamer yomer behima bebehima v'hoi hu smrasa yiyah kodesh. That's what the Torah tells us about the chalois tamura, that both of them are kodesh. Perhaps there is room to say that that the limud is only as far as the chalois, not as far as the lav. The same that the Rambam says as far as tibur v'shutvim. Maybe the same would also be true as far as ubin ve'ivarim. The Rambam would hold that one is over the lav if he's meimer from ivarim v'ubin or to ivarim v'ubin. Ashenken, according to the Gemara in Chulin, which says that Bedas Reb Shimon, the limud will be from Meiser, then the Chor, there's no room to be mechalik between the Chalais and the Lav. The Chor, both of them would be true by Ivarin and Ubrin. There will be no Chalais Tmura, and there also would not be Oiver and Isser Tmura. So that's an interesting point which the Beis Levi raises, according to the Shita of the Rambam, that we give mechalik between the Lav and the Chalais. Now, as far as the Machalik is Tanakama and Reb Yossi brings the Raya that Tmura can be Chal and Eiver, for now which the din is that one can be Makdish and Eiver. The din is kula oilo. The din is that the hekdesh is chal on that regel, and then afterwards it's pashta, it spreads to the rest of the behema. As you'll see more about this later on in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. So too, as far as tmura, Rabbi Basi holds, if one is memer onto a regel of a behema of chulin, the tmura is chal and it's pashta to the rest of the behema as well. Like kipshutai, the Tanakhama is maskim, that in the case of hakdosha, one can be makdash a regel and it will be pashta to the whole behema. This is the mashmais of that which Rabbi Basi says. From the lashon Rabbi Yossi uses when he addresses the Tanakhama, smash from the Tanakhama is also masking by Hakdosha that this din is true. The Machlokes is only by Tmura. Because of this, the Gemara at the bottom of Amud Beis is Mavur, that since this is really a Machlokes Tanoim, this is brought on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Keneged Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold that when one says Raglash al Zu'ilo, it's Chal and it's Pashto to the rest of the Behima. Remei and Rebbe Yehuda hold that we don't say that the whole behemah is niskadish, as only the eiver which was makdish has kedusha on it, whereas Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon hold that the entire behemah is niskadish. So the one here on Amud Beis is mevur, that we'll have to say that Tanakhama who's arguing in Rebbe Yehuda is either the sheet of Rebbe Shimon, who's masking by Hakdosha, the whole behemah is niskadish, and just that he's arguing on Tmura, or alternatively the Gemara says, you could say the Mishnah fits even with Remei and Rebbe Yehuda. The Gemara there in Amud Beis wants to say that the Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda for a whole different reason. Rakapan, the Gemara is mevur that as far as this Nakuda, who is the Tanakam who argues in Rebbe Yossi, it could be even Rebbe or Rebbe Yehuda. Since as we see in Daf Yud Aleph from Amud Beis, Rebbe and Yehuda are maskim, if one is makdish eiver shehaneshama tluya bo, an eiver which is integral for the life of the animal, there even these Tanaim are maskim that the Kedusha is pashta to the entire behema. So our Mishnah could be talking about where he was makdish eiver shehaneshama tluya bo, and Rebbe Yossi says, the same way you'll be maskim to me in this case, and one is makdish eiver shehaneshama tluya bo, the whole behemah is niskadish, so to l'inyan tmura, if he's meimer onto an eiver shehaneshama tluya bo, the tmura should be chal and the entire behemah should be niskadish. That's where the Tanakhama argues and he holds, tmura is different than a regular akdosha. Tmura, we don't say that it's chal and it's pasha to the rest of the behemah. We should just mention that the Gemara in Chulin, Samach Tesla Beis, does have a different side to explain our Mishnah. The other Gemara suggests that when Rabbi says, v'haloi b'mekdoshim, ha'im raglash azu oilo kuli oilo, doesn't necessarily have to mean that the Tanakhama is masking to that idea. Rabbi was talking about what he himself holds. He says, since I hold that by a regular akdosha, the kedusha is chal and is pasha to the rest of the behema, so too by tmura as well. But as we said, Agamo over here in Amud Beis is not going like this. Agamo is going with the assumption that from Rabbi Yossi's loshen we understand that Tanakhama is masking by akdosha, the raglash azu oilo kuli oilo. And if Agamo holds, they have to say either the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon, or it could even be Remei and Rabbi Yehuda if the case is that he was makdish eiver shehaneshama tluya bo. The lashon of Rashi and the Mishnah and Dibur Masach v'aloi b'makdoshim, Rashi uses the lashon of raglash al zu'oilo. That lashon of Rashi would only fit with the tzad of our Gemara that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Shimon, according to the tzad of our Gemara that it's Remei or Rabbi Yehuda, and the case would not be able to be where he was makdish a regel, but have to be where he was makdish an eiver shehaneshama tluya bo. Now, what l'maisa is the yaseira machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? The way Asig understands that Tanakhama is masking to Rabbi Yossi, that by a regular Agdosha, we say that the regal is Niskadish, therefore the Kedusha is also Pashta to the rest of the Behema. Why don't we say the same thing by Tmura? What exactly is the Nakuda Samachlaikis? So as we said, Rashi Naman Beis is Mavur, the way we know that Kedusha cannot be Chal and Aver is either from the Joshua of Behema Bibbehema, or from the Hekish between Tmura and Meiser. So what is it exactly that Rabbi Yossi argues on? And more than that, if Shuddha Rabbi Yossi is masking to this Joshua, for that reason, Rabbi Yossi holds that one cannot be meimer from a iver of Hegdish onto a behema of Chulin. And as far as Ubrin as well, Rabbi Yossi is maskim, one cannot be meimer from an Uber or onto an Uber.
It seems Rebbe Yossi only argues on being maimer onto an aver, and the pshat is, as he explains, just like by Mugdoshim, when one is makdish a regel, it's nispasha to the whole behema, so too when one is maimer onto an aver, it's nispasha to the whole behema. L'chor, what Rebbe Yossi means to say is, since in the end, the whole behema is niskadish with a din of tmura, so this would be called behema bibehema. Or it would be similar to Meiser behema, since the Meiser, the whole thing is niskadish. So why is it that Tanakhama is not maskim to this tiny of Rabbi Yossi? So the Achrayim explain, Rabbi Pager says this far later on, the Afir Aleph Amad Beis, the Sfasema says this as well, and Rabbi Chanan and the Kevich Yurim discusses this Nekuda. The Achrayim is a fundamental difference between Hakdosha and Tmura. Hakdosha, when one is makdish in Eivor of a behema, even if the Kedusha will not be pashta to the rest of the behema, as we said before, there are Tanoim, Rameir, and Rabbi Huda, who don't hold that the whole behema is niskadish, but they're also masking that Eivor is niskadish. That Eivor gets Kedusha Saguf, and the Gemara later on discusses what exactly to do with this behema. But Al Kapanim, that's by Hakdosha, but by Tmura, where the Kedusha of Tmura cannot be Chal on one Eivor, either because of the Drasha of behema by behema, or because of the Limud from Meister behema. If so, we understand there's a very clear difference between Hakdosha and Tmura. Hakdosha, where that one Eivor can be Niskadish, so the Kedusha is first Chal on that Eivor. Afterwards, it's Nispashit, it spreads to the rest of the behema. But Shenking by Tmura, where that Eivor itself cannot be Niskadish, so we can't get to the point of Pashta, it doesn't start in the first place, the Kedusha cannot be Chal on the Eivor, therefore there's nothing that the Kedusha can spread from. Now this chilek would help us understand the Shita of the Tanakhama, why the Tanakhama does not agree to the Tainer of Rabbi Yossi. However, the Achrayim ask it actually as a kash on Rabbi Yossi, what is it sad for Rabbi Yossi to compare Hakdosha to Tmura? There seems to be a clear difference. Hakdosha can be Chal on an Eivor, and Mamela afterwards there could be a Pashta, but Shenking Tmura cannot be Chal in the first place on an Eivor. So the Achrayim explain that from here you see a Yisoid, how exactly Pashta works. Pashas, we understand that the Kedusha is Chal in two steps. First, he's Makdash one Eivor, and then afterwards, the second step is that Kedusha spreads to the rest of the behema. From here, it would be Mashmar not like this. It would be Mashmar that the way Pashta works is that the Hakdosha Mitchila in the first place is already Chal on the whole behema. Rav Pager brings another example where we find this. The Maran Kedusha and Dav Zayin is talking about one who's Makdash Chatzi Isha. The Gemara there says the din is the Inam Mekudeshes, and the Gemara discusses why don't we say that the Kedusha should be Chal and should be Pashta Bekula. And the Gemara there makes the comparison the same way one is Makdash a regal for an Oila, the din is that the whole behemoth becomes an Oila. We should say the same thing that if one is Makdash a Chatzi Isha, the whole Isha should be Niskadeshes. And here again, Rav Pager says if the way Pashta would work is that first it's Chal on one Chilik, and then afterwards the second step is that it spreads to the rest, then by Kedusha also this wouldn't work. There is no such concept as Chatzi Isha being Miskadeshes, which is really the same Tanya we're saying over here. There's no such thing as one Eiver being Niskadesh with the Kedusha of Tmura. So the same Tanya applies over there, Rav Pager says. How could the Gemara suggest that it should be Chal and Pashta? The Chalais cannot work in the first place. From there again, we see that the concept of Pashta is not the Pshat that is Chal and then spreads, rather the Chalais Mitchila is already on the entire thing. The concept of Pashta we learn from a Pasuk, it's Exeris Akosov, as we see later on in Daf Yudalef from Adbeiz, based on Reb Shimon Dashim from the pasuk which says, "Kol hashayitin mimenu l'Hashem yiyakodesh." From the words yiyakodesh, we learn that the whole behemah is niskadish. The gather is the way the Achrayim explain, not that the kedusha is chal first on one aver and then afterwards it spreads, rather the pasuk is telling us that when one is makdish an aver, the whole behemah is niskadish. This was the tain of the Gemara in Kedushin. When one is makadish a chatzi ish, also we should say that the whole ish is niskadeshes aydei the original ma'isak dosha, not that it will be chal in half and then afterwards spread. That's not shaykh by an isha, rather the original kedushin should be chal on the entire isha. That's the pshat here as well. This was the tainer of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says when one is meimer onto an eiver, so the din of pashta says that the whole behemah will be niskadish. Then it shouldn't be a problem of behemah behemah because the tmur is being chal on the entire behemah. Now, according to this, we have to go back and understand what is it that the Tanakhama holds. Kipshuta, the Tanakhama is not chaylik on how pashta works. If we'll assume that even according to the Tanakhama, Pashta also works that the Kedusha is originally Chal in the entire Behema, so then the question would remain, why do they argue in Rabbi Yossi, l'chor, this should be considered Behema b'Behema? So Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shmois, which is printed in the back of Kibbutz Yurim Chelik Beis, in Chulin over there in Ois Lamed, he explains as follows. He says, since we find that the din is, as far as Tmura Shogi Kim Ezer, which is in the Mishnah in Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, and Rashi over there on the Gemara, in Dibur Masel V'Nichnas V'Higdish, Rashi explains that even if he's a Baal Machshavais, meaning his mind was wandering, he doesn't know at all what he was saying, he just said the words without any understanding, still the din is that the Tmura is Chal. And Rabbi Chanan proves from here, he says, it's not the pshat that when one does tmura, he's making the chalois kedusha on the behema, rather it's considered a chalois of the Torah. As long as he said the words that he's being meimer zu tachas zu, the Torah already is mekadosh the second behema, but it's not considered that he made the kedusha on the behema. Rabbi Chanan earlier in the Kibbutz Shirom, he brings mechtovim, and there's a letter over there which was written to Rabbi Chanan from Rabbi Nachum Zemba, on page Pei Aleph, he says the same yisayt over there, tmura is not kedushas piv, he didn't make the kedusha, rather, it was a kedusha of the Torah. With this Yisrael, Rabbi Chanan answers a point that we discussed in Daf Zayin. The Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Pei Hei understands the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and Daf Zayin that if one is Meimer, a behemah of Hegdish for a behemah of Chulin, which is a Balmum, though he's over the Isser of being Meimer, but he's not over the Isser of being Makdish a Balmum. The Minchas Chinuch over there explains what is his far behind this. Rabbi Chanan says we could explain a different pshat. The reason why he would not be over being Makdish a Balmum when it's done Derech Tmura is because of this Yisayit, it's not considered a Kedusha's Peh. He really wasn't the one who made the Kedusha, rather it was the Kedusha which the Torah made. V'akupan, with this, Rabbi Chanan explains we can understand the Shita of the Tanakama, who argues on your Beisi. The Tanakama would hold that there's a chilik between Kedusha's Peh and a Kedusha of the Torah. When it comes to Kedusha's Peh, when a person says Ragla Shalzu Eila, there is a din of Pashto, and as we explained, the way Pashto works is the original Kedusha is Chal Mitchila on the entire Behema. Hashenkin, when he's Meimer, the Kedusha of Tmur is Chal, not Al-Piv, rather Al-Pi the Torah, such a Kedusha does not have the dinner of Pashto. And the truth is, in that letter which we mentioned before from Menachem Zemba, that's the whole discussion over there. He was posed with the question, is there din Pashto only by Kedusha which he made, or even a Kedusha haba me'ileho, which is what we're calling a Kedusha al-Dei the Torah. He brings rise to this Shaila, but Al-Kapan, the way Rabbi Chanan is learning, this Kufa is the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rebesi. Is it din Pashto only by Kedusha al-Piv, or is it even a Kedusha haba me'ileho? And Tmur is an example of a Kedusha haba me'ileho. I'll just mention Agav that in that letter over there, Rabbi Nachum Zemba does seem to learn that the Machlokes between the Tanakam and Rebesi is not the way Rabbi Chanan is learning, as he understands that according to the Tanakama, it has to first be Chal in order to be Pashto. That's good for the Svar of the Tanakama. He holds it over here by Tmur, where it cannot be Chal and Aver. It's going to be a problem of Behema be Behema because it won't be any Pashto. It was never Chal and Aver in the first place. That's the way he learns, but Rabbi Chanan learns, Machlokes is Tali, whether we say Kedusha is Pashto, when it's a Kedusha haba me'ileho. We'll continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara brings the Machlokes between Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Kedusha could be Chal on a Uber. The Shita of Bar Pada is in Kedusha Chala al Ubrin. If one is Makdish and Uber b'me'imoy, Kedusha Seguf cannot be Chal, it's not ready for a carbon. And Rashi says, if after is born, he's makrevit, he's over bringing chulin ba'azara. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Kedusha chala al ubrin, one can be makdish and uber b'me'imai with Kedusha saguf. The Gemara then brings, v'oz de Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei, d'om Rabbi Yochanan hikdish chatos mu'beres v'yoldo rotza bo miskaber rotza bevloda miskaber. The Gemara says, this second din of Rabbi Yochanan is l'taymei, and the Gemara goes on to make it tzrichoso, why Rabbi Yochanan has to tell us both dinim. And as we'll see b'hemshach, there's a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this Gemara. Now firstly, on this din of Hikdash Chatas Me'uberes V'yoldo, Rashi explains, it has a din of Mafish Shtei Chatois La'achrayis. The mother and the Uber are Neskadish as two separate karbonis for his Chiyuv Chatos, and if he's Neskaper with one of them, the other one will get a din of Ri'iyo. And Rashi explains, here there is no din of Vlad Chatos L'miso Azlo, since the Uber does not have the status of a Vlad Chatos, it was Neskadish as its own carbon. This one understands as Rebbe Chanan L'shitosoy, L'kedusha Chala Al Ubrin. As Rashi explains, in Dibur Maschel Rotzel Bevlodin Miskaper, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the only way he'll have a din of Vlad Chatas Lemisa Azla is only in the case where he was Mafish, a Chatas, and afterwards he was Nisabro. That's still the din will be Vlad Chatas Lemisa Azla, Hashengen, if he was Makdash, Behemu Meuberes, there the Halacha Moshe Messina of Vlad Chatas Lemisa will not apply. Now the Gemara then continues, and the Gemara makes it Srichasa, why do we need the two members of Rabbi Yochanan? Now there are two Lashonis in the Gemara, the first Lashon and then the Lishna Achrino. Kipshuto, there doesn't seem to be any significant chilik between the two Lashonis, just a question of the Nusach. But Akapan, both Lashonis were bothered by the same problem. Why do we need the two Dinim Rabbi Yochanan? One could be learned from the other one, and both make a similar Tzrichusa. There are those who explain differently that there really is a Machlaikus between the two Lashonis. We'll go with the Mahach, the difference is just in the Nusach. The Rashi and Amrbez is Mavur. The reason why the Gemara held these two members of Rabbi Yochanan are dependent one another is because from now which Rabbi Yochanan says, when he's Makdash Shechatas Muberes, Rotzah Bo Miskaper, Rotzah Bevodim Miskaper, the reason for that is, because since the Uber is Lav Yerech Imoy, it's not considered a limb of the mother,
Therefore, Shailoi Meshuyer, he has the ability to be Makdish the mother without the Uber. For example, Rashi says, if he wants to say that the mother should have a din of a chatos, and the vlad should have a din of a different carbon, he wants to say the Uber should be an Eilo, the Ver of Kayom, and he can do so. The vlad doesn't have to have the same status as the mother. Or if he wants, he could say the mother should be a chatos, and the vlad should remain chulin. He can do that as well. And since the vlad is not dependent on the mother, that's the reason why Rabbi Yochanan holds, when he's Makdish a behemah moberes for a chatos, he can be miskaber with either one. The vlad does not get a din of a vlad chatos, rather has its own kedusha. Therefore, rotsa ba miskaper, rotsa bevlotim miskaper. And the kasha of the Gemara was from the first member of Yochanan already. Now, if she says that kedusha could be chal on the Uber, from there already we see that the vlad is considered a separate entity. This is the lashon of Rashi in Dibur Maschil v'Tarji Lomali. Rashi says, "Hashaminu li mikamaisa d'omer kedusha chal al Uberin, mechlaut behima ban peinafsho chashuva." From now, if kedusha could be chal on the Uber, from there already we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Uber is considered a separate entity. It's lavi arachimoy. Therefore, when he's being makdish the mother, he could be mashari the vlad, either to make it into a different carbon or to leave a chulin. And Mamel, that also tells us that if he's makdish a muberes for a chatos, the vlad has its own kedusha, rotsa ba miskaper, rotsa bevlada miskaper. Now, Berpada, however, who holds in kedusha chalal ubrin, so there Rashi tells us already in Omer Aleph, the first Rashi in the Gemara, since Berpada holds kedusha cannot be chalal uber, therefore the din will be according to Berpada that if one is mafish a muberes for a chatos, will not have the din of two chatois la'achrayis, rather the vlad will have a din of a vlad chatos and will go to miso. The pshat is that since Barpada holds, the vlad is not considered its own entity, therefore you cannot be mishayer, you cannot be makdashit on its own, and when he's makdash and mother milberis, the vlad will have a din of a vlad chatos. Agapam, according to Rashi, this is the assumption of the Gemara, that these two nidainim, whether one could be makdash and uber or not, and whether one could be mishayer the vlad when he's makdash the mother, which also determines when he's makdish meuberes whether the vlad is a din of a vlad chatos. These two nidanim are tali zebezeh. And even the shrichusa of the Gemara does not doubt this tlio. This remains true all the way through the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean to say when the Gemara makes a shrichusa? According to Rashi, the Gemara means as follows. If we would just have the first member of Rabbi Yochanan, we know that one could be makdish the uber. And Mela, according to Rashi, we also know that one could be meshaya the uber when he's makdish the mother. However, what we would not know is in a case where he's makdish a meuberes, we would not know that the vlad is also niskadish. The lashon of the Gemara is hocha da'akta shali imei yehi bechal imei loy kodesh. Since he only mentioned the kedusha on the mother, he didn't mention anything about the vlad. Perhaps it doesn't get any kedusha at all. And the second lashon, the lishna achrina, the lashon of the Gemara is iyet mar bahomish when they come mefarish kedusha ala vlad avalahi loy. And as the Shita Mikbetzes explains in Ois Beis, what it means to say is that no kedusha will be chal on the vlad at all. I'll see Tosfos has a different pshat in this line of the Gemara. The way Rashi would read this Gemara is that the vlad would not be niskadish at all. That would be a simpler way of reading the lashon of the Gemara. He bechal imei loy kodesh. Tosfos had to be madchik over here to explain that line, as we'll see soon. But v'das Rashi, we could explain al derech l'shitu mikubetas that no kedusha will be chal at all on the vlad. So although we know that according to Rabbi Yochanan the uber is lav yerachimoy and he can be mishayrit, we know that already from the first member of Rabbi Yochanan. For now, if he says one could be makdish uber, that already tells us that it's a behemoth ba'am pei nafsho. For that reason, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when one is makdish and muberes, we don't assume that the vlad is also niskadish together as a yerech of the mother. If that was the case, we would get the din of vlad chatas lemisa ozlo. However, we wouldn't know what is the status of the vlad. We wouldn't know that it has its own kedusha because he never mentioned the kedusha on the vlad, so it would have remained chulin. That's why we need the second member of Rabbi Yochanan to tell us that rotsa ba miskaper, rotsa bevlad miskaper. We assume that his intentions were that both of them should have their own kedusha. He means to be makdish the vlad also as a chatas, and therefore it's like shtei chatois la'achrayis, and the second one goes to the re'iyah. Now the other half of the shrichusa, if he would have just had the second member of Rabbi Yochanan, so that the Gemara says, iyash mina basreisa, hosam hu da'akta shlo v'chol de'isba, avahocha da'akta shalei, kiven de'lesa avroi loy kodesh. You would have thought that in the case where you're makdish the vlad together with the mother, there both of them are niskadish, the kedusha could be chal n'uber as well, and that means its own kedusha. Hashenkin, in the case when he's only makdish the vlad, kivan de lesa avroi, since it's not out yet, it's not roi lakrova loy kodesh, the kedusha cannot be chal. In the lishna achrina, the lashon is similar to this, that in a case where you makdish the mother, we say migu de nachta. Once the kedusha is chal on the mother, it can be chal on the vlad as well. Again, it means its own kedusha as two separate chatois. Hashenkin, in the case when he's only makdish the vlad, then Rabbi Yochanan will be masking that the kedusha cannot be chal on the uber. However, we should stress, it's not the pshat that the kedusha cannot be chal because it's Yerech Imoy, he's not able to separate the vlad from the mother. Once we have the second member of Rabbi Yochanan, we know already that the vlad could be separated from the mother,
And therefore, Shairoi Meshuyer, still one would think that since the Vlad was not born yet, Kedusha Seguf cannot be Chal on the Vlad until it's born. Only exception will be in a case where you have a Migu, if at the same time he's being Makdish the mother with Kedusha Seguf, then Agavet could also be Chal on the Vlad with Kedusha Seguf as well. According to this, even in the Trichus of the Gemara, even if we would not have the first member of Rabbi Yochanan, and you think that Kedusha cannot be Chal on the Uber, it would not be for the same reason why Bar Pada holds Kedusha cannot be Chal on the Uber. The way Rashi explains Bar Pada, and Amar Alef Rashi says that according to Bar Pada, if one is mafish chatas muberes, the din will be that the vlad gets the din of vlad chatas lemisa azlo. Mashmois of that Rashi is the pshat in Bar Pada is that one cannot be mishayer the vlad. That will be because uber yerech imay and the vlad cannot be separated from the mother. That will be the reason why one cannot be makdish and uber according to Bar Pada. According to Rabbi Yochanan, once we have the second memra and we know that according to Rabbi Yochanan one can be mishayer, it would have to be a different explanation why one would not be able to be makdish to uber. It's not the pshat because it can't be separated from the mother, and because until it's born it's not shaykh to have Kedusha Seguf Chal on it, unless you have a migu. This is the way Rashi learns the sugya. Taisus, however, has a whole different mahalach. Taisus holds that the nidain, whether Kedusha could be Chal on an uber, which is a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pada, is not connected to the shayla whether shayra is meshuyer, whether uber is a yerech imoy, and it cannot be excluded from the Kedusha of the mother, or is lav yerech imoy, and it can't be nishtayer. It's possible for one to hold that Kedusha could be Chal on an uber, and still in a case where one was Makdish the mother, you can hold Shaira Einim Meshuyer, the Vlad will inevitably become part of the Kedusha of the mother. And the other way around as well, you could hold like Bar Pada that in Kedusha Chal al Ubrin, yet still Shaira Einim Meshuyer. This is Taisus Kasha and Dibur Maschel V'ozder Rebechin L'taymei. He asks on that which Rashi says that according to Bar Pada, since in Kedusha Chal al Ubrin, therefore the din will be that if one is Makdish and Moberes as a Chatos, the din will be that the Vlad gets the din of a Vlad Chatos. Taisus asks, why does it have to be that it's a Vlad Chatos? Why can't he be Mishayer the Vlad? Just because Bar Pada holds that Kedusha is not Chal on an Uber, why is that Mucha that he also has to hold that Shaira Einim Meshuyer? Bar Pada could hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, and if he does have the ability to be Mishayer the Vlad, yet still Bar Pada holds that Kedusha is not Chal on an Uber. L'chayr, what Taisus means in his Kasha is, the same way we see in Amud Beis when the Gemara makes a Trichus on Rabbi Yochanan, if we just have the second member of Rabbi Yochanan, you know Shaira Einim Meshuyer because Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, you still not know that Kedusha could be Chal on an Uber, kivan delesa avrei like kodesh, since it didn't come out yet, you think Kedusha cannot be Chal on it. We'll explain later on what exactly is this Svara, but Akupam, the Kasher of Taisus would be, the same way in Rabbi Yochanan we understand that although Shaira Einim Meshuyer still is the time Kedusha cannot be Chal on an Uber, maybe that's goof for what Bar Pada means as well. When Bar Pada says Kedusha is not Chal on Uber, maybe it means because of that Svara. Why is it Mucher that the Pshan Bar Pada is because Shaira Einim Meshuyer and Uber Yerech Imoy? So this is the Shita of Taisus that the Tuni Dain were not told Yizebezeh. You can hold Shaira Einim Meshuyer, yet still in Kedusha Chalal Ubrin. And when the Gemara says, V'ozder Rebeichon L'taymei, and the Gemara brings the second member of Rebeichonon, Hikdash Chatas Moberes Rotzabom Meskaper Rotu Bevodim Meskaper, Taisus explains the reason why this is Rebeichon L'taymei is not from that which Rebeichonon holds that the Vlad does not get a din of Lemisa Azla. Because that could be true even if Rebbe Yochanan were hold Kedusha cannot be Chal on an Uber. As long as Rebbe Yochanan holds Shaira Meshuyer, even if Kedusha is not Chal on an Uber, still he could be Meshuyer the Vlad when he's Makdish the mother. So for that reason, when he's Makdish a Behema Meoberes, the Vlad would not necessarily go to Misa because he's able to be Meshuyer the Vlad. Right, that which the Gemara says Rebbe Yochanan L'taymei, the Gemara means, now which the Mashmois of the second member of Rebbe Yochanan is that after the Vlad is born, it does not require another Hagdosha, Akroch L'Pshaz, it was already Niskadish when it was Bimei Imoy. That thing we hold to the Taimei, that's similar to that which Rabbi Yochanan said in the first member, that Kedusha could be Chal on an Uber. Akapanim, in this Taisus, Dibur Maschel V'Ozda, we see that Taisus holds that one can hold in Kedusha Chal al Ubrin, yet still then is Shaira Meshuyer. And in Taisus and Amud Beis, Dibur Maschel Aval, we see Taisus also says the other way around, that one could hold Kedusha is Chal al Uber, yet still then is Shaira Einim Meshuyer. This is how Taisus explains the Tzrichos of the Gemara. If we just have the first member of Yechanan, which tells us that Kedusha could be Chal on an Uber, we think that in the second case, if it was Makdusha Behema Meoberes, the Kedusha which is Chal on the Vlad is not its own Kedusha, rather it's the Kedusha of the mother. The Lashon of the Gemara, Avlahocha Da'akdash Shali'imei, He B'chal Imei Loi Kodesh, Taisus explains what it means to say is that it doesn't get its own Kedusha, rather it gets the Kedusha of the mother. In other words, we would have thought that Shaira Einim Meshuyer. Although Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kedusha can be Chal on an Uber, still when he's Makdish the mother, it's not shaykh to Meshayer the Vlad and give it its own Kedusha, it inevitably gets the Kedusha of the mother. The second part of the Tzrichus is very similar to Rashi, If you just have the second member of Rabbi Yochanan, so you know that Shaira Meshuyer, you can leave it as Chulin, or it could get its own Kedusha, as Tu Chatoyis Lachrayis, but you still wouldn't know that Kedusha would be Chal on the Uber without the mother, maybe only when the mother is being Neskadesh at the same time, there's a Migu de Nachta Kedusha Lo, Nachta Nami Levlad, but you would not know that Kedusha could be Chal on the Uber when he's Makdesh without the mother. For that you need the first member of Rabbi Yochanan. Elamaisa, what is the Svara? What is the Pshat why one would not be able to be Makdesh in Uber? Again, according to the Mahalach of Tosis, this is the Sheet of Bar Pado, that which one cannot be Makdesh in Uber, according to Tosis, is not because Shaira Einim Meshuyer, rather it's an independent din, one cannot be Makdesh in Uber, even if Bar Pado would hold a Shaira Meshuyer. According to the Sheet of Rashi, this is not the Svara of Bar Pado. The Svara of Bar Pado is because Uber Yerachim and Shaira Einim Meshuyer. But Akapalam still Badas Rashi, we do see the Gemara bringing such a Svara. The way we explain the Trichasa of Rabbi Yochanan, it would have been sad to say that even Rabbi Yochanan who holds Shairi Meshuyer, the Uber is not dependent on the mother, yet still if one is Makdush to Vlad without the mother, the Kedusha cannot be Chal on an Uber, only when he's Makdush to the mother at the same time, and there we say, Migu de Nachta Kedusha Lo, Nachta Nami Levlad, what would be the Svara to say that the Kedusha cannot be Chal on the Uber? So in the Chedusha of Ari Leib from Rabbi Leib Malin, in Chelik Beis, Simon Nun Aleph, he has a long simon on our sugya, and he explains as follows. He says, we know that in order for Kedusha Saguf to be Chal, and one is Makdash a carbon, it has to be that the behemah is Roy for a carbon. For example, if one is Makdash a behemah which is Klaim or Trefor, Yetzah Doifin, the Mishnah tells us later on, Daf Yudzayin Amar Aleph, that Kedusha Saguf is not Chal, since it's not Roy for a carbon. So too, Reb Leib says, Be'etzem Uber B'mei Imoi also is not Roy yet for a carbon until it's born. Even though if there's an Uber inside the mother, which is a carbon, and one shechs the mother and is makir of the mother, the Vlad inside is also part of the carbon, as we'll see later on in the Afir Aleph from an Aleph, the din is if one shechs a chatos muberes, the Vlad inside has the din of the mother, it has to be eaten by Zirchei Kahuna, Lefnim and Akloim, Liyoim Echor, it has all the din as the buster of the chatos, but still it cannot be brought as its own carbon, it can be part of the mother's carbon. The Bleib says this is the Pshan, the Shita of Bar Pado, according to the Mahalach of Tosis in the Sugya, according to Rashi, the Pshan Bar Pada is that Shaira Einu Meshuyer Uber Yerachimoy. But according to Tosis, the Pshan Bar Pada is that one cannot be Makdash in Uber. The Pshan is because it's not right to be brought as a carbon, just like Klaim and Yotze Doifin. The Bleib says, so what is the Pshan the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan? Why is Rabbi Yochanan hold that Kedusha can be Chal on an Uber? Lecher, it's not right for a Krova. Why should it be better than Klaim or Yotze Doifin? So he explains, you have to say one of two things. Either you have to say that although right now, while it's still b'me'imo, it's not roi for akrova, but eventually after it's born, it will be roi for akrova. That's right enough to say that Kedusha Saguf could be chal on it. Or alternatively, he explains, you could say that although right now it's not roi to be brought as its own carbon, and the fact that it will eventually be born and be roi, that's also not enough, but the pshat would be, since it could theoretically be brought as a carbon together with the mother, if one will be makdish the mother and shechten and bring it as a carbon, the vlad inside will also be considered part of the carbon, as we said, the buster of the Vlad will have the same dinim as the buster of the mother. So since theoretically it could be brought as part of a carbon, although it cannot be brought as its own carbon, that's already enough to say that it's Roy Lakrova and Kedusha Saguf could be Chal on it. This is how Reb Leib explains the Machlekes of Bechon and Bar Pado according to the Shita of Tosis. Tosis holds the Machlekes is not whether Uber Yerachimoy, rather according to Bar Pado, even if Uber Lav Yerachimoy and one can be Meshayer, still he would hold that Kedusha cannot be Chal, the Pshat is, because it's not Roy Lakrova, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that this is considered Roy Lakrova, either because eventually it'll be Roy Lakrova, or because potentially it could have Akrova as part of the mother. So this is the way Rabbi Leib explains Machoikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pado, and with this also we can understand the Gemara Nomad Beis, the Tzrichasa. The Gemara says if you'd only have the Basreisa, where Rabbi Yochanan says that when he's Makdash together with the mother, then they're both Chatois, you wouldn't know that when you're Makdash to Uber by itself, also the Kedusha is Chal, according to Rabbi Yochanan. For that, you need the first dinner of Rabbi Yochanan. We explained that even though Rabbi Yochanan holds Shaira and Meshuyer, it's considered a separate entity, still you would not know that Kedusha Saguf could be Chal on an Uber. According to this, as far as Reb Leib, we could explain, the sad would be that it cannot be Makdash to Uber on its own because it's not Roy Lakrova while it's still in the mother's womb. Here at this point, Rabbi Yochanan would not hold it just because eventually it would be Roy Lakrova, just because theoretically you could be Makdash to the mother, then the Vlad would be a carbon together with the mother. He wouldn't hold those Svaras. But still, if at the same time he's being Makdash to Vlad, he's also being Makdash to mother, then we say Migu, the Svar of Migu would mean that here it's not simply that theoretically he could have had Akrova if he would have been Makdash to mother, he's actually being Makdash to mother, therefore the Vlad really is Roy Lakrova in this case. If he would not have made its own Kedusha, it would have been brought together with the mother as the carbon, so at the same moment he could also give it its own Kedusha. In this case, it is considered that the Vlad is Roy Lakrova. This is the svar of the Gemara in the Sri Chusa. If you don't have the best raisa, you would think only in this case the Uber could get its own Kedusha. Hashanikin, in this case, where he's only being makdish to Uber, Rabbi Yechim would hold that Kedusha is nachal. Or in other words, the way Tosis learns the svar of Barpada, in this case, Rabbi Yechim would be maskim to Barpada. The way Rashi learns Barpada, it's a whole different svara. Barpada's svar is that Shaira Inim Meshuyar Uber Yerachimay, so it's not that Rabbi Yechim would be maskim to Barpada, and Rabbi Yechim himself, although he holds Shaira Meshuyar, and the Vlad is its own goof, still he'd not be able to give a Kedushas HaGoof if it's not Rei La Krava, only in the case where at the same time he's being Makdish to the mother, then he'd also be able to give a separate Kedusha to the Vlad.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.